Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Coming up later, with Menstrual Hygiene Day upon us and World Ocean Day coming up on the 8th of June, what a better time to catch up with Ruby Rout of our lovely sponsor, WukaWare. Well, we were all out there at the weekend, weren't we, in our gardens planting out young plants or vegetables, and there's nothing worse than taking a look at your handiwork a couple of days later to find that the slugs have eaten all trace of it. Well, cue resorting to chemical warfare, out come the blue slug pellets. But not for much longer. Those blue metaldehyde slug pellets are to be banned across Great Britain because of what has been described as an unacceptable risk to birds and mammals. DEFRA Secretary Michael Gove made the decision to ban the pesticides following advice from the UK Expert Committee on Pesticides and the Health and Safety Executive. So those blue slug pellets will be disappearing off shelves in garden centres soon. But don't panic. The war against slugs is not lost yet. I spoke to Chris Thorne of Aylett Nurseries to find out what remains in the armoury. Chris, thank you for joining me. So when will you at Aylett's and other garden centres, when will you have to stop selling the metaldehyde blue slug pellets?
Well, these have to go by June. They'll have to be off the shelves for us.
Right. OK. And how about, because, you know, they last for ages, don't they? If we've still got these blue slug pellets at home in our sheds, can we still use them after that date?
Yes, they do. They do allow you to carry on using them. So, you know, for notionally another 6 months, you can carry on using them.
Right. OK. And how about sort of from the other point of view, if we've still got them, but we're kind of thinking, well, they're being banned, that's obviously for good reason. I don't really want to use these anymore. What should we do with them?
Well, I think the thing to do, if you don't want to use them, as with any chemical, you can take it to your local tidy tip and they can take them off you.
Right, OK, so we shouldn't just, like, shove them in the bin or something. We need to actually take them up there and give them to them.
No, the last thing we want to do is send them in the bin and put them into landfill. Right. They need to be treated properly before they're, you know, disposed of.
Right, OK, then. Now, I don't suppose that slugs and snails are actually going away anytime soon. So let's just talk about some of the alternatives. Now, let's start off with, there is another kind of slug pellet, isn't there? Not the metaldehyde ones. There's the ones that are made from iron sulfate. Now, they've not been banned. Do they work as well as the blue slug pellets used to?
Well, do you know, Amanda, I didn't think they did. But we are finding that the reason why we don't think they work is because we don't see dead slugs. The metaldehyde, when a slug feeds on that, it stays on the surface and goes kind of messy, and you can see it. You think, yes, job done. And it turns out what happens with the ferric phosphate ones when they get affected, it affects their digestive system, and the reaction is to burrow.
Right.
And they burrow out of sight.
So
you don't see them die.
Yeah.
And then the only signs you've got of the stuff working is that your lettuces aren't being eaten all of a sudden.
Right. Okay.
So that's the test, are my crops better?
Not.
Can I see a dead slug?
Right. Okay, then.
Which actually is a nice tidy way of doing things when they bury themselves and die in the soil.
Well, I suppose then they will just sort of nicely compost down there as well, won't they?
It's a natural process, isn't it?
Yes.
Adding to the soil.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the iron sulfate pellets, are they suitable for organic gardening?
Very much so, yes. They're carrying the farmers and growers organic symbol, so they're approved for use by organic gardeners.
Right, okay, but not for vegan gardening, I assume.
No, because it's harming animals, isn't it?
So, yes, that's right. Okay, so another way that we might kill slugs might be using nematodes. Can you tell us how they work?
Nematodes, they're a tiny, tiny microscopic worm, if you will, swimming in soil moisture. Very cleverly, they have a pouch on them, and that carries a bug, a bacillus. When this worm, the nematode, it finds its prey, a slug, it can be other nematodes are available for leather jackets and chafer grubs. But in the case of our slug, it finds an orifice in the side of the slug, enters it, releases this bacillus from its pouch, and that gives the slug a cold, if you like, and the slug goes comatose. The nematode has laid its eggs, they hatch, and you've got breakfast for the babies as they emerge. So, Chris, and the process goes on.
That sounds absolutely disgusting.
It certainly is. But, there's a jungle out there.
But the result is that the slugs die. But it's not just a matter of sprinkling something over the soil, though. There's a little more complicated if you want to use the nematodes, isn't it?
Well, you just need to make sure the soil's moist, and then you use you'll get a dust-like substance, and you put that in your watering can, stir it well so that it stays in suspension, and you water that on.
Right.
And given that you're watering it on as per instructions, you either buy for 10 yards or 100 square yards,
right,
and providing you water that on as per instructions, you'll get good results.
Okay, because a lot of people find they're quite successful, don't they? Now, the RHS did do a study at Wisley last year when they didn't say particularly good things about things like wool pellets and eggshells and copper tape, but they did like beer traps. How do beer traps work?
Well, the beer traps are, there's a thing with beer traps. The beer needs to be near the top of the surface, we've seen, so they can drink it. They need to get some of the stuff first. Sometimes people are just hoping they'll fall in, which is one way, but if they can actually drink it, then you get better results.
Right, okay.
But the trouble with that, of course, is you've got to deal with the bodies.
Yes.
Whereas with our iron phosphate pellets, at least you've got the choice of they bury themselves out the way.
Okay. And do you actually sell little traps which are just specially made for putting beer
We do indeed. The thing's ready done. You can make something yourself, but this product's all about convenience. You just put it in the soil.
Yeah. And I suppose it makes it easier to get the sort of levels right and things, doesn't it?
It does, and this one's coming with it initially with a bait that's not beer-like, but beer certainly can be used.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how about other solutions? Things like, for instance, particular varieties of plants? Are some more susceptible to slugs than others?
Some certainly are. You've got things like lettuce, as most of us know, but we can use that to our advantage. If we've got a crop we want to protect, we could put spare lettuce leaves, the outer leaves when we're harvesting, we usually break off and put in a compost heap, but we could put them on the ground first and surround our crops that we're trying to protect with lettuce leaves for the slugs to have
rather than the crop. Sort of a sacrificial.
Indeed it is. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, that sounds like an excellent solution. And I suppose the other thing is just keeping things out of the slug's way, isn't it? Keeping, perhaps growing things in hanging baskets or keeping things out of the way of the slugs.
Well, that's another way of doing things, although you'd be surprised how many perhaps birds will bring some slug eggs into the hanging basket as well. Somehow they get in there sometimes, we find. But yes, you're right. There's things like tomatoes. You can grow a tumbling tom tomato in a hanging basket successfully and not have any slugs nearby.
Right, indeed. Do you have any? I was looking. You seem to have some spray here in your.
Yes, we've got.
Arsenal.
We've got.
What does that do?
Well, we've got a repellent here. This one's based on garlic, but just spraying your crops sends the garlic elsewhere. Sends the slug elsewhere. The other point, and we have barriers as well, different types of barriers. As we said, wool barrier and granules, where the slug, as it crawls over the granule, it feels moisture being sucked from its body. It doesn't like that, so it goes back the other way. But I think the RHS are finding a problem with that in that it's known that a third of all slug species will burrow.
Right.
And they will come up and underneath your...
Yeah,
your barrier. So this could be a problem.
Well, yeah. So certainly not doing any harm might help a little bit.
Oh, indeed. Yes, it'll help.
You've certainly given us lots of ideas there, and certainly the fight against slugs and snails is going to continue well against the banning of the blue slug pellets. Chris, thank you very much indeed for coming and explaining all that to us.
That's a pleasure, man.
And I was talking there to Chris Thorne from Aylant Nurseries. And I apologise for my error in referring to iron sulphate slug pellets when I should, of course, have said iron phosphate. And just to reiterate, slug pellets or other unwanted pesticides should be taken to household waste recycling centres. Make sure they're in a sealed container and hand them in to a member of staff at the site. Chemicals should never be disposed of down drains or in your bin at home. Okay. Well, for 6 months now, WookaWare has sponsored this show, and with Menstrual Hygiene Day and World Ocean Day upon us, it seems like a great opportunity to catch up with Wooka CEO Ruby Rout. Ruby, so good to see you again. So just remind us, for anybody who's not heard, what is WukaWare?
So WUKA stands for Wake Up Kick Ass. That's our brand name. We want to, everybody to be feel very positive when they hear about period. So WUKA is reusable, eco-friendly, sustainable period underwear
right.
that completely replaces any kind of disposable menstrual product.
Okay, so it's just a lovely pair of pants with all the protection already in there.
Yes, it's got absorbent layer, and then underneath there is a leak-proof layer. So, and it holds 4 tampons worth of blood, so which is equal to 20 ml or 4 teaspoons.
Right, okay, good to know. So how many pads and tampons typically would a pair of WUKA pants replace then?
We normally say 100 tampons or more. It all depends on, again, how you use the underwear. Any lingerie, whenever you are using it, it's always good to wash with hand.
Yep.
For the longevity of the underwear. So it all depends on how you wash and look after your underwear, but typically one pair of WUKA replaces more than 100 tampons.
Right, okay. And what's the message from people who wear WUKA wear about how well it performs? How do they feel about it?
At the moment, we are quite pushing into sports. Now, summer is here, and we want everybody to go out and outdoor and do lots of sports and stuff. And we have a new category almost like coming towards to us and sharing how they are amazing for running or doing various kind of sports that they do. I mean, pretty much except swimming, you can wear the underwear for everything from cycling to running to doing any kind of gymnastics.
Okay, so that's sounding pretty comfy then.
Yes, yes. And a lot of teenagers are on board as well. We do get a lot of questions about people asking if they can wear it for swimming or not. The WUKA lights are great if you are swimming or you're surfing in the sea, but we don't suggest to go in the swimming pool.
Right, okay.
Not the heavy one. Heavy one gets slightly absorbent because of the absorbent fabric, so it absorbs very quickly. So light one, yes, you can still wear it to the sea.
Right. Okay. Excellent. That's grateful. So just thinking about the environmental damage that WUKA prevents, pads and tampons, what are they typically made from?
So most of the pads and tampons are made from cotton and rayon. So rayon is a man-made fiber. So, and it's usually like a polymer base, and they usually take forever to degrade.
Right.
Also, a packet of pad contains 4 plastic bags worth of plastic. So this is like a huge amount of plastic that's going to landfill at the end of the day. Or many of them get flushed down because you won't believe it. Like most, I think about more than 43% of the people still flush the pads and tampons down the toilet.
And if we do that, do they really sometimes end up in rivers and oceans?
Many times whenever the pads and tampons that cannot be captured by the sewage, yes, ends up in the sea. Also, I think people who are in the coastline or if they are going to the beach or something, and sometimes they change, then they don't have anywhere to dispose. So,
yeah, well, it has to be said that they're not an uncommon thing to see on beaches. So.
Oh, no. You'll see there are some of the campaigners who particularly go after the plastics in the oceans and plastic by the beaches and stuff. And I think every 100 metres, 1 or 2 pads and tampons are found.
Right.
It's just like shocking kind of thing. Yeah,
not a nice thought. So another reason to go for a sustainable option like WUKA wear. Now, Menstrual Hygiene Day was yesterday and you've got a special 20% off for that. How long does that offer go on for?
So the offer is mainly to address the period poverty. And I think that because we are creating a sustainable solution and it would last you for more than 2 years, we are giving 20% off until the end of this month.
Right, okay. That's really good, isn't it? As you say, making it accessible to more people. And then we've got World Ocean Day coming up on the 8th of June. Have you got anything special lined up for that?
We've got actually a quite big campaign coming out. So we are partnering with Plastic Ocean UK and creating a visual poster to go in back of the toilet of every school, restaurants, any public places, just to show the sheer amount of disposables going to the landfill or being flushed down the toilet. And just wanted to raise the awareness around the reusable option that's available. So we are creating this amazing poster with an amazing artist called Venus Libido. And she's done a brilliant job. Some of our interns, we've got like a couple of interns working for us. They are creating a video to go with it. And then I think it'll be an incredible, and we'll be sharing that very soon.
And that's going in schools, you say?
Yeah, so we are trying to send it to every school so that back of the toilet they can just put the poster in just to so that the girls get educated, just not just about the damage that's doing to the environment, but also to the choices that they have got if they want to switch it to a reusable menstrual product.
Right, okay. So as you say, all about telling young people about choices. Brilliant. So what are you doing to Brexit-proof WookaWear for customers? Because you've got customers all over the world, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. And we do get quite warmed up about the whole Brexit thing. So, so just to challenge them, what we have done is we have done free shipping everywhere to the Europe to connect more European people with us so that more people around the world can access to reusable menstrual product such as WookaWear.
That must be costing you quite a bit, but as you say, good to know that people all over Europe can share in your lovely product. And just to finish off, can you tell us, you've been winning some fantastic awards recently, but can you tell us about the Lotus Award that you recently got?
So Lotus Award is more about a standard meeting the sustainability goal kind of award. It's not just to one particular businesses, but there are like lots of businesses who get the sustainable award as Lotus Award. So it's almost like a criteria that you have to meet to be a sustainable and yes.
So it would be like a school getting a green flag or perhaps
absolutely.
Or perhaps something being decreed as being FSC or
exactly.
objective like, standard and you've received that for the sustainability of your product and what you do.
Yes, sustainability and innovation. Yes. So.
Brilliant. You must be absolutely delighted
absolutely
with that.
Absolutely thrilled. Yes. Thank you.
No, that's no problem at all. Well, Ruby, fantastic to hear from you. Just remind us, where do we find you?
So you can find us in all social media at WookaWear, WukaWear. And up until the end of this month, we are doing 20% off. So you can buy your first pair of Wooka for £20 at wooka.co.uk, wuka.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me here again today. And thank you so much for keeping us on air with your sponsorship of the show.
Oh, thank you so much. And I think you guys are doing amazing, amazing work, especially with the Sustainable Festival and everything that's going around. You know, we have to come together to make this planet better.
Oh, St. Dominic's is a great place to be.
It is, absolutely.
Lovely. Yes. Ruby, great talking to you.
Thank you.
And I'll be back at the same time next week when we'll hear how local retirees are doing great things for the River Lee. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.